We're here because of Jesus. We are who we are today because of Jesus, because of what he did, because of his sacrifice, because of his mercy, because he was willing to pay the price that we deserve to pay. Amen. The Lord did not deserve what happened to him. But he laid his life down willingly. He said, "No man takes my life from me, but I lay it down willingly." You see, no one could touch Jesus unless it was allowed. But for this reason, he came. Amen. He came to be our sacrifice, to die in our place, to redeem us. That means to buy back. Amen. We were sold into slavery to Satan. Amen. Under sin. No way of escape, no way out. So Jesus came, amen, to break us free from the prison that we were in, the prison of sin and shame and guilt, amen, and all the ugliness that comes with sin. Jesus came to liberate the captives and break the chains, amen, so we can come free indeed, hallelujah. Come out of darkness and into his glorious light, out of death and into life, hallelujah. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. Something beautiful, something good. All my confusion, he understood. You see, we didn't have anything to bring to him. Amen. We can't bring our righteousness, our good works. All we can bring is this broken vessel. And in mercy, God saves. He forgives. He cleanses. Amen. And he fills us with his Holy Spirit. And he calls us sons and daughters. Restored to fellowship. Hallelujah. Amen. Communion is fellowship. You and I have the privilege today to come into the Holy of Holies, the most holy place. Not based upon our goodness, but based upon his mercy. That's why it's called a mercy seat. In the very presence of God, where the blood of the new covenant is sprinkled there, the blood of our Savior Jesus, who, being our great high priest, went himself into that most holy place, into heaven itself, amen, to make atonement for our sins once and for all. Hallelujah. So now we could walk, amen, in new life and be free. Hallelujah. What you believe will determine what you receive. Amen. You believe that Jesus died for you and that he rose again on the third day. And we confess with our mouths what we believe in our heart, that God has raised him from the dead. You shall be saved. Amen. Hallelujah. You got to be born again. Amen. You're not going to understand it until you are. But if you're willing to open your heart and really let Jesus have the whole thing, come on. I think it's a pretty good exchange, amen? The old for the new, the dead for the life, amen? He comes to give us life, and life what? More abundantly. Jesus is likened to our heavenly bridegroom who came to seek and to save, amen, that which was lost. He came to seek out a bride, a people, who would be his own, his very own people, to redeem us from Satan's curse, amen, from Adam's curse, to bring us out of Adam and into Christ, out of death and into life. Our heavenly bridegroom, Jesus Christ, amen, paid the price for sin, rose again the third day, ascended to the right hand of God the Father, amen. And he ever lives, it says, to represent us as our high priest, as our intercessor, to pray for us. So thank God we have an advocate with the Father. Amen. We can call on the Lord. And there's mercy. There's mercy available to all of us today. Nobody has been that bad. Amen. Jesus paid it all. And he wants us to enjoy life together with him now. Amen. In the Holy Spirit. That's what he's made available to us. That we can now have this peace, this joy, this presence of the Lord within us. Hallelujah. We don't have to call him down out of heaven because he dwells within us by his Spirit. We are united together with him in the Holy Spirit. Amen. But Jesus himself, amen, the man Christ Jesus, amen, the last Adam, he went back to heaven, amen, to do what? To prepare a dwelling place there. To prepare a place for us. Amen. The groom has returned, amen, to the Father's house to make a place for you and for me. Amen. That's what he said. And if I go away, I will come again and I will receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. That there's something better than this world. Something superior, amen, than the things that this world could even offer. And the Lord allows us to have a taste of heaven. Amen. In his presence. Hallelujah. He is heaven. It would not be heaven without Jesus. Amen. In his presence is fullness of joy. Amen. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Is your soul free today? If you're not completely free today, God wants you to be free. He wants to set you free. He wants to release your soul from captivity. Amen. To break every chain of bondage. If you humble yourself, he'll do that work in you. Amen. If you get over your pride, get over your ego. Amen. Humble yourself before God. Admit, I need help. Amen. He'll help those who admit they need help. Amen. We don't have to be ashamed. We're all in this together. Amen. We're all going through this together. Amen. We're all a mess without Jesus. Come on, somebody. Amen. But he came to make all things new. Amen. And he wants a free people. He wants a bride that is holy, that is pure, that is ready for the coming day when the bridegroom shall come. Amen. When the Father says, Son, go get my children. Are you looking forward to that? Are you ready for that? Communion is fellowship with the Lord in the Spirit. It's you and I taking the cup and agreeing to the contract that was sealed in the blood of Jesus. By saying, yes, Lord, I receive you. And everything I have now belongs to you. Amen. It's not a me thing anymore. It's a what?
A
we thing. It's a relationship in the Holy Spirit with our heavenly bridegroom. Amen. He's left his Holy Spirit here. Amen. But the Lord himself shall return from heaven with a shout and with the voice of the archangel. Come on. He's coming to receive his people. For those who are looking for him, he will return a second time without sin unto salvation. Are you looking for him? You see, people that are living for him are looking for him. If you're not living for him, you're not looking for him. Don't be left behind. Don't miss out. Because there's going to be this thing called the flight of the bride. The Lord's going to come and he's going to take his bride into the marriage chamber. Amen. Into the wedding supper, the wedding feast of the Lamb. So Lord, thank you that you were willing to be broken for us. The Lord Jesus was broken for us. He went to the cross. He died the most brutal death, the most brutal execution. Not only was it the physical pain, but it was the pain of suffering for the sins of the world. That God the Father laid upon him the iniquity of us all. He was broken so we could be made whole. Do you see it? He was broken so we could be healed today. Today, healing is available. Do you believe that?
Yes.
Jesus purchased it. He bore stripes. Amen. On his back. Hallelujah. And on the matzah, on the bread, they would put stripes on the bread. It symbolizes, amen, the sacrifice of our Lord receiving stripes that we might be healed today. He was broken that we might be made whole. And so he took the bread and he shared it with his disciples. He said, this bread represents my body, which is broken for you. And remember to do this in remembrance of me. See, we need to keep our focus. Amen. And remember the price that Jesus paid for us, lest we forget. Amen. And we begin to cheat on him. We begin to turn away in our hearts. Amen. And grieve the heart of God. Jesus paid the highest price. And he paid for us so we could be holy. Amen. Unto him. And he's coming for a holy people. You need to make sure. Amen. That your heart is right with God. Would you take a moment and say, Lord, if there's any sin in my life, please forgive me right now. Cleanse me from all sin. Wash me in your blood. Lord, if there's anybody I need to forgive right now, I ask, Lord, that you will bring that person to my memory right now. And if he brought somebody to your memory right now, I want you to forgive them in your heart. I want you to speak to that person and say, I choose, in Jesus' name, I choose to forgive you. I now release you. You no longer owe me anything. As the Lord has forgiven me, so now I choose to forgive you. You're free to go. In Jesus' name. Lord, if there's anybody else, reveal it now. Speak to that person right now and forgive them from your heart. Release them. Cancel the debt. As God has forgiven you, so now you must forgive others. Not because they deserve it, but because of mercy. Because God has been merciful to us, so we should also show mercy to those who don't deserve it, to those who trespass against us. So forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. In Jesus' name. You see, forgiveness is a choice. It's not a feeling. It's a choice to do what's right in the sight of God. For all of us have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. None of us deserve what Jesus did. While we were yet in sin, Christ died. So out of gratitude and appreciation today, Lord, we forgive others. And Lord, as we partake of this bread right now, we ask that you'd release your healing power, your healing virtue, Lord, to mend and to heal our brokenness, broken minds, broken bodies. In Jesus' name, we receive it now in faith. By his stripes, I am healed. Sure, God. In the same manner, after supper, he took the cup, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do, as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. And again, this cup represents the marital wine that would be exchanged between two who are a spouse to one another, saying, I agree to the contract that I will be married to you. I'm no longer my own, but I belong to you. Everything I have is now yours, and everything you have is what? Is mine. So, Lord, today we say yes to the agreement, and we thank you, Lord, that your blood also cleanses us. Hallelujah. From all sin in Jesus' name. Receive it by faith. I am my beloved's, and my beloved is mine. Hallelujah. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray for your grace. I pray for your help. I pray, Lord, that you'll give me ears to hear your voice and grant me utterance to speak this morning, that I may speak the very oracles of God, that I may speak the truth in love. But Lord, I ask that you would impart to our hearts, Lord, the revelation, what we need, Lord, to hear right now. Lord, we ask you to bring transformation of our thoughts, of our minds, Lord God, of our spirits. that our hearts and minds will be in agreement with your heart and mine. In Jesus' name. Amen. Matthew chapter 10, verse 32. Everyone who acknowledges me publicly. Somebody say publicly.
Publicly.
Here on earth. I will also acknowledge before my Father in heaven. Mm-hmm. Title of the message, Confessing Jesus. Revelation 21:8, but the cowardly, unbelieving, abominable, murderers, sexually immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. There is a lake of fire. There is a hell. And those who reject Christ will end up there. Who are the cowardly? Another word for that is faithless. The faithless. Those who shrink for fear. In other words, those who are afraid to confess Christ and bear the ridicule of the world. Listen to what Jesus said in Matthew 10:28. How many know that he's the authority here, not me? And do not fear those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul, but rather fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a copper coin, and not one of them falls to the ground apart from your Father's will? But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Do not fear, therefore. You are of more value than many sparrows. Therefore, whoever confesses me before men, him I will also confess before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, him I will also deny before my Father who is in heaven. Now, in Jesus' day, many of the Jewish leaders actually believed in their mind that he was the Messiah. But they denied him before men. In John 12:42, nevertheless, even among the rulers, many believed in him. But because of the Pharisees, they did not confess him, lest they should be put out of the synagogue. Why? Verse 43, for they loved the praise of men more than the praise of God. Question, were these rulers true believers? How many know that just believing that Jesus was the Messiah was not enough to save them? There are many people that will agree that Jesus came, Jesus died, rose, amen, but that's not enough to save. How many know that where there is true faith, there will also be the confession of Christ? I'm going to read it one more time. Where there is true faith, there is also the confession of Christ. So what prevented the rulers to confess Jesus publicly? Well, they were fearful. And why were they fearful? Because they lacked the power of God. And you and I are the same way. Without the power of God, we can be very fearful. The praise of man was more important to them than the praise of God. And like I said last week, you will submit to what you esteem. So really, can a person like this really be a true believer in Christ? Now, how many remember Peter? What happened to Peter? Matthew 26:75, right? Peter remembered the word of Jesus who had said to him, before the rooster crows, you will what? Deny me three times. So he went out and wept bitterly. He believed that he would never deny the Lord. He thought that he had what it took to be strong enough to take a stand for Jesus, even if everybody else fell away, not Peter. Peter was going to stand. Come on. Because Peter was a bold personality, naturally, outspoken. Amen? And so he trusted in his own willpower that somehow he was going to be able to stand in the evil day. Come on. I'm going to know your willpower is no power at all when it comes up against the enemy. That's why you need the power of God, amen? And you need to submit your willpower to the power of God so you can make the stand, amen, in the strength of the Lord. Though he initially denied the Lord, the good news is that Peter had a repentant heart. Why do you think Peter wept like he did? Because he loved Jesus. Because he knew he had disappointed the Lord. Well, the Lord already knew he was going to do it. Come on. He told him, you're going to do it, Peter. You're going to deny me three times. And sure enough, see, again, Peter had to fail to learn that in himself he did not possess what was necessary to live an overcoming life in this world. Amen? You and I cannot overcome the world except by the power of the Holy Spirit and the Word of God. You just can't. Well, I'll try harder. How does that work for you? Well, today I'm going to try to be more loving. Well, you may make it halfway through the day. Somebody's going to irritate you or something's going to happen. Amen? You can't just, you know, act like a Christian. You've got to have the power of God in you, amen, the ability of God in you in order to live the Christian life. We rely upon the power of God and not upon ourselves to be righteous, to be holy. Come on. You can't produce true joy, amen? Joy is an overflow of God's heart. Amen. And his presence is fullness of joy. Amen. So if you need joy in your life, well, you just need more Jesus in your life. When we say more, we mean we need to yield more to the Lord. Amen. Because in him dwells all the fullness and you are complete in him. But if you don't learn how to yield to the Spirit, submit yourself to the power of God, you're not going to be able to have joy in this world because the world will always overcome your thoughts. And what you're thinking, you often will determine how you live and how you feel about things. We can't live by our feelings. You know that. Some literature suggests that Peter chose to be crucified upside down even. Amen? Out of respect for the Lord. See, Peter was broken. Because Peter did love Jesus and Peter thought, Lord, I'll never deny you. You know? And yet, that's exactly what he did. The very thing he said he would not do, he ended up doing. I don't know if there's anybody in here beside me, but there's been times when I know I've disappointed the Lord. Amen. Amen. And how do you feel about that? Well, if you love Jesus, amen, it grieves your heart too. Amen. You don't want to disappoint the Lord. And the Lord knows you're going to disappoint him at times. He knows you're going to fail at times. But what he's trying to teach us is how to lean on him, how to rely upon him for the strength that we need so we can overcome ourselves. Amen. We can stand strong in this world that's filled with devils. Amen. Peter was the one who stood up on that great day and the day of Pentecost in Acts chapter 2 recorded, right? He preached that powerful sermon to the masses that were present there because he had just been endued with the power of the Holy Spirit. Now Peter, amen, there was no denying the Lord for Peter now. Amen? What made the difference for Peter? It was the power of God. The power of God still makes a difference for us today. How many know this promised baptism with the Holy Spirit is available to us today? Amen. And if you find yourself weak and not able to stand for the truth, stand for Jesus, amen, it means that you lack the power of God in your life and God wants to baptize you, immerse you in the Holy Spirit and fire, amen, so that you will have the strength and the boldness, amen, to stand for the Lord and not shrink back in fear, not be a coward. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
So he said in Luke 24:49, he told his disciples, behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry in the city of Jerusalem. Don't go running out ahead of me until what? You are endued with power from on high. How many know for many in this world today, receiving Jesus can mean the death penalty? How many know there are many that are making that choice knowing that it could cost them their life? because God means that much to them, because they really know Jesus and they love Jesus, and because the love of God is shed abroad in their hearts. Amen. And God's kind of love is a sacrificial love. God's kind of love is a love that would make a man lay down his life for a friend. God's kind of love is a love that says, I can love an enemy. I can pray for those who despitefully use me and persecute me. Come on. That's God's kind of love. Many people in America find it frightening just to confess Jesus to friends or neighbors or coworkers. And I heard somebody say not too long ago, it's not a fear problem, really. It's a love problem. Do we love people? Question, with the love of the Lord. 1 John 4:17, and as we live in God, there's the key, our love grows more perfect, so we will not be afraid on the day of judgment. But we can face Him with confidence because we live like Jesus here in this world. Such love has no fear, because perfect love expels all fear. If we are afraid, it is for fear of punishment. And this shows that we have not fully experienced His perfect love. 1 John 4:11, beloved, if God so loves us, we also ought to love one another. How many know that you will sacrifice for what you value? You'll sacrifice for what you esteem. You will sacrifice yourself for what you esteem above yourself. It has to be above you. When we say we receive Jesus, it means everything He requires of us. Did you know that? How many know that obedience is not optional for a believer? The Holy Spirit always exalts the Lord. He leads people to say that Jesus is Lord. Not just with their lips, but with their hearts and with their lives. 1 Corinthians 12:3, and no one can say that Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. He's not talking about lip service here. He's talking about a heart that is filled with the love of God, that is motivated by the love of God. Amen? And when you are filled with the Holy Spirit, you will declare Jesus Christ. You will confess Jesus Christ, even before men. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
You see, it's easy to say we accept Christ where there's no threat of persecution. But remember, Paul told Timothy, 2 Timothy 1:7, for God has not what? Given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. So what is cowardice? Cowardice is really rooted in unbelief. It's a lack of confidence in God. Fear of man, fear of the devil, fear of death is all rooted in unbelief. If we fear men, we will seek to please them, even if it means compromising our values. Amen. If we love the world, we will submit to it and live according to it. If you fear your sin, you will serve it. If you fear death, you will not live fully for God. If you fear death, you will not fully serve God. You will not give yourself fully to God. You'll not be willing to say yes to whatever He says. If you fear death. However, if we love God, we will be willing to do whatever He wants, no matter what the cost. Why? Because He has the highest place in our hearts, the highest esteem. You're willing to sacrifice for what you esteem above yourself. If He is above you and you're not Lord of your own life, you'll serve Him. You'll obey Him. You'll submit to Him. If you're Lord of your own life, you will not. That's why Jesus said, if any man will come after me, let him first deny himself. Take up his cross and follow me. See, when our hearts are flooded with the love of God, we will love people the way Jesus loved people. When we're fearful, it means we lack the power of God in our lives. Proverbs 24:10 says, if you faint in the day of adversity, your strength is small. It's a good time to test it, isn't it? when you're under the pressure cooker. Come on. But you know the Lord allows that so we'll recognize that we are weak, that we're insufficient for what He calls us to do. So we'll come to Him for grace. Come to Him for strength, ability. Come on, call upon Him. Because Lord, in myself, I'm a quiet, shy kind of person. Amen? But with You, I can be bold as a lion. Come on. He is the strength of our lives. The Lord gives us a supernatural confidence that overcomes our weakness. But we have to drink of Him. We have to worship deep enough to be immersed, to be baptized, if you will, with the Holy Spirit and fire. We need the power of God in order to be a witness for Jesus and to confess Him publicly before men. Somebody say, confess publicly. Confess. Who said that? Jesus. Paul instructed us in Ephesians 6:10. How many know this? Finally, brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. So everything we need is where? It's in the presence of the Lord. How many know a soldier's confidence is in his armor, right? It's in his weaponry. It's in his training. Our confidence is in the presence of the Lord. Amen. Psalms 23:4. How many know this? Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? You are with me. Amen. All I need to know is that God is with me. If God be for me, who can be against me? Amen. The safest place to be is in the Lord. Amen? Amen. How many know He carries us? He holds you. Yes. Hallelujah. If you belong to Him, then trust Him fully with your life. No, amen, He's not going to forsake you. He's not going to send you out there to the wolves. Amen, He knows how to shut the mouths of lions. Amen. And that lion within you can roar. We are not to be overcome by fear, but to overcome fear by faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. So what is the antidote to fear? It is the power of God. Amen. Amen. Made available to us by the Holy Spirit. The other day I happened to glance at a video of a young man who is saying, oh, we have to expose this false doctrine of baptism in the Holy Spirit. And he's got thousands of followers. And I'm thinking, oh my word, is he delusional? That is key. That is vital. Amen. To our spiritual strength, vitality, and ability to serve the Lord acceptably. Because in of ourselves, we cannot do that. Come on. We need the Lord. We need the power of God to do what we're called to do. Hallelujah. How was it that Jesus could deny His humanity and go all the way to the cross for us? Because of His great love for us. Amen? John 3:16, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. Go ahead, say it with me. That whoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God so agapeoed the world. It was the love of God. Amen? It was the love in Jesus that put Him on that cross. He willingly laid down His life for us because He loved us. And again, Paul told Timothy, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And then listen to what he said in verse 8. Often we just stop right there. He said, therefore, do not be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord. What? God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. Therefore, do not what? Be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me His prisoner. But share with me in the sufferings for the gospel according to the power of God. Don't be ashamed. I'm not ashamed to let you know I want this light in me to show. I'm not ashamed to speak the name of Jesus Christ. Let's sing that. I'm not ashamed to let you know. I want this light in me to show. I'm not ashamed to speak the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, doesn't that feel good? I'm not ashamed to let you know. I want this light in me to show. I'm not ashamed to speak the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. If you confess me, he said, what, before men? I will confess you before my Father, before the angels. Amen. How many want your name confessed before the Lord? Yeah. Hallelujah. As you confess him before men, he confesses you. Amen. In the presence of God and the angels. Hallelujah. So don't be ashamed of the testimony. Fight the good fight. 1 Timothy 6:12. Of what? Of faith. Confident assurance in God who is with you, who is able to keep you. Amen. Who is able to empower you to do. Amen. Of his good pleasure. He works in us, doesn't he? Both to will and to do. How many say, I need more Jesus? I need more boldness. And you need more Holy Spirit. Amen? You need to give more of yourself to him. Amen? So you can have more of him. Amen? It's an exchange here. If anyone will come after me, let him what? Deny himself. Take up his cross and follow me. Fight the good fight. Lay hold on eternal life to which you were also called. And what did he say? And have confessed the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. I'm thrilled, amen, when I hear the reports of people talking about Jesus to others. Come on. I think we need to talk more about Jesus to others. Amen. And if we're not able to do that, it means that we're weak and we need some strength. We need some power that will overcome our weakness. Amen. So that God's desires will rise up within us and overcome our own human weakness and inability so that we can express his heart in this world in full confident assurance of faith. If God be for me, who can be against me? Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. God has not given me a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Amen. Therefore, don't be ashamed to testify. Amen. To the Lord. To the grace of the Lord. Hallelujah. So we are to do what? Confess the Lord. To confess Jesus. You see, you're not ashamed of someone you love. Well, here's my wife. You know, just we'll kind of keep her hidden out of sight. Come on, guys. When you had that nice-looking young chick under your arm, right? You're out there sporting, right? You say, hey, check her out, man. And people are looking at you and say, man, how did you do that? Boy, you ugly. No, I'm kidding. But, you know, isn't that right? When you're in love with somebody, come on. You're not ashamed.
That's right.
You don't care. All the world can know. This is my husband. This is my wife. Amen? This is the one I love. This is the one I'm married to. Hallelujah. And hopefully it works both ways, right? Yeah. But you know what? It's not, again, just what we say, a power problem, but a love problem. And I say, Lord, give me your heart for people. Give me your heart for the lost. I want your heart in me. I want to love what you love and hate what you hate. Amen. And Lord, I ask you just to baptize me with your Holy Spirit and fire, Lord, and make me strong. Because I can't do what I'm called to do except by you. See, people have learned, they go to seminars and they learn how to be an evangelist. Well, just quote this saying, You know, well, we need to be motivated by the Holy Spirit. The best soul winner is the Holy Spirit. Amen?
Amen.
That's given to us and He wants to work through us. Amen? So you just can't deal with somebody's intellect. Amen? You got to go deeper than that. Amen? How many know God speaks to the heart?
Amen.
It's spirit to spirit. Amen? And we're not going to be effective if we're not filled with His Spirit and yielding to His Spirit and allowing God to have a vessel that He can use by being willing to deny what maybe I feel like doing so I can do what God wants me to do. And every time you deny yourself and say yes to Jesus, you're glad you did. I might not have felt like it. There's been times I've had to do something I didn't feel like doing, but I knew God was telling me to do it. And as soon as I started doing it, or as soon as I did it, I felt good about it. Isn't that amazing? We've got to overcome that giant. If you're dealing with a giant of fear, if a giant of fear is keeping you spiritually paralyzed, you need to deal with that thing. Do not allow your enemy to intimidate you. Don't allow your enemy to shut you down, to shut you off. Come on.
Amen.
Rise up for God.
Amen.
God is in you. Greater is He that's in you. If you stand for Jesus, He'll stand up in you.
Amen.
And that enemy will have to back off. We're not going to shrink. Amen. We're going to be strong. And we're going to be strong in the Lord. We're going to be people of His presence. We're going to walk. We're going to pray in the Holy Ghost. Amen. We're going to build ourselves up praying in tongues, worshiping the Lord in spirit. Amen. We need to be baptized, immersed in the Holy Spirit so that all of a sudden His desires overcome ours. His will becomes our priority. We begin to esteem the things that He esteems. And we esteem them above ourselves. If you are dealing with this giant of fear, then you must exercise your God-given authority and cast it from your life. Again, when God told Joshua, men, to go in, He said, every place where the soles of your feet trod, I have given to you. But you have to go in and possess it, and you have to go in and drive out the inhabitants from the land that are standing between you and your promise of rest. So we say, no more devil, no more intimidation, no more shutting me down and shutting me up. Come on, no more beating me around and making me feel rotten. Amen? God wants us to rise up in this hour. He's looking for vessels. He's looking for someone. Amen? Wherever you live, your first assignment is your home. Amen?
Amen.
Minister to your children. Minister to your grandchildren. Amen? We're all called to be. How many know that intercession is not a gift of the Spirit? We're all called to intercede. We're all called to prayer. Amen? And prayer is where you're going to get your power. Amen? Now, if you just want to spend a few minutes, a whisper of prayer in the morning, that's what you're going to get for your day. Come on. But we need to be strong in the Lord. Some people have very strong personalities. Don't misinterpret that as being the Holy Spirit. God will take the shy, the quiet, amen, and fill them with power, and all of a sudden they'll become bold. You're looking at an example of that. And I know it's the grace of God that's at work within me. I don't give credit to myself. I know where my help comes from. Amen. God wants all of us, amen, to move in the power of the Spirit. God wants you telling people about Jesus. God wants you laying hands on the sick. God wants you casting out demons. Come on. God wants all of us moving with His Spirit, amen, and being salt and being light wherever we find ourselves. Wherever you work, where's your sphere of influence? What's your circle of influence? That's your assignment. Where you're planted, amen? We're supposed to be lighting up the night. Amen. And when you confess Jesus, Amen. The devils tremble. Why is it people don't get upset? And when they're angry, they never curse using the name of Buddha. Come on. Why is it always Jesus? Why is it that people don't get upset? You can talk about Buddha, but you start talking about Jesus, now people are upset. Why? Because that is the name above all names. He is the Most High. Amen. He has all authority. Hallelujah. And the devils don't like to hear that name. So what do? We confess Jesus. Somebody say, Jesus is Lord.
Jesus is
Lord of my life. Jesus is Lord of my family. Jesus is Lord of Shelton. Jesus is Lord of Washington. And Jesus is Lord of all. Hallelujah. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue. Okay, we'll do it again. Let's do it. That Jesus Christ is Lord. He is Lord. He is Lord. And He is risen. Come on, let's confess the Lord. And every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, yes, He is Lord. Hallelujah. We confess what we believe. And He is. And you shall be saved. And He is Lord. And every knee shall bow. And every tongue confess that Christ is. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. And every knee, every tongue, to Ramashivana, that Jesus Christ is Lord. God wants to break the chains from your life and to release you from that which is holding you, that which is binding you. We're going to open the altar. I want you to come up. If you feel like you've been struggling in this area, I want you to make that bold step to come up here and to bow your knee before the Lord and say, Lord, I need Your grace. I need Your power. I need Your strength. I need You to set me free from those things that are binding me. So just come up and make your way right now as we continue to sing. And God bless you for your humility. God will honor the honest heart. God will meet you if you're willing to say, Lord, I need You. I need Your strength. I need Your power. Lord, I need a fresh baptism with the Holy Ghost and fire. Jesus is the Lord of all. Jesus. Because we're not ashamed. Jesus is the Lord of all. We have been redeemed. Jesus is the Lord of all. Jesus is the Lord of all. Jesus is the Lord of all. We have been redeemed. Hallelujah. Jesus is. Hallelujah. Jesus is the Lord of all. Jesus, You are highly exalted, Lord. And there's nothing You cannot do. Hallelujah. Joy.
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 Joy.